Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to today's show. I've got a great episode for you guys today on 7 ways to prepare for the next recession and cash in big. This has been a topic that I've been seeing a lot more coverage on in the media. This has been a topic that's really been discussed in my mastermind group for quite some time, and hearing how a lot of people are preparing for this and are gearing up to capitalize on this, as well as protect themselves in the event that this does occur, which it's going to. It's only a matter of time. I wanted to bring some of those conversational pieces and ideas and practices and principles to you so you can prepare yourself to capitalize on this next big wealth transfer as well. So if you haven't done so yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. Please leave a review if you haven't done so yet on whatever platform you enjoy listening on. And today's review spotlight goes out to DJ1221. Thank you so much for the amazing review in iTunes. And just hearing how some of the things that have been shared and talked about in our interviews and on the show, and how it's applied to your own journey and how it's keeping you inspired and seeing you continue to take action is what this show is all about. So thank you so much for the amazing review. And if you want to be featured on the show, all you have to do, like DJ did, is head over to whatever platform you enjoy listening on, leave a review, and tag me on your social media story. With that being said, let's dive into today's episode right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. All right, so this is becoming a very popular topic. It feels like it's getting closer and closer and closer. And while you're starting to see some larger media outlets and publications cover this topic more of a looming recession is on its way, it's going to happen within the next 12 months, we have this crystal ball, right? Which nobody does. Here's one thing that I do know for sure. Every single day, we're one day closer to the next big recession. And that should be exciting if you are doing the necessary things right now to position yourself and protect yourself in the event that this does occur, as well as by doing that, put yourself in a position to capitalize on this, to get ahead, to leverage this opportunity into massive reward and results for you. And now, what we do know is that, you know, on average, recessions happen every 7 to 8, sometimes 9 years, if you look at the course of history. Now, right now, we are what many people are saying are in the extra innings. And I believe that this is going to be one of the biggest transfers of wealth in our entire lifetime. And I want to make sure that, one, none of you get caught with your pants down, right? Where you are in a position where you may be over leveraged or you may be out of position in a way that you get hurt in this, like many people do, unfortunately. And instead, you have built the moat around you and are building bridges to cross over that if and when it's time to come out of the castle and go on the offensive and attack and to capitalize on many of the amazing opportunities that will be out there and will be available. And I want you to be the individual who has the opportunity to take advantage of that. So I want to talk about 7 ways that you can prepare for when this recession happens and how you can cash in big when those opportunities arise. Number one, cash is king. Absolutely have heard this time and time again, that especially when the market restricts and cash is very restricted, that is when you want to make sure that you have the ability to be in a solid cash position, right? So when we're talking about it from the perspective of your personal finances or your business finances, I am a big believer in having enough reserves to float you if everything shut down for at least 6 months. So whether that is your living expenses, when we're talking about your personal life, all in, right, whatever those expenses may be, you have 6 months reserves in an emergency fund or in a risk fund that allows you to make sure you're covering the monthly nut. Same thing with your business operating expenses. If all of your customers, all your accounts, all of your opportunities went away, you have at least 6 months buffer to give yourself an opportunity to regroup and know that you are going to be able to survive. Set money aside each payday, right, to hit whatever goal that is for you, whatever that number is. But most importantly, just live below your means. Lower your costs, right? And there is a really cool app. I think there's a couple different apps. Stash is one of them. Acorns is one of them that essentially allow you to automatically save and invest some money out of the income coming in or from what you are spending and going out. So check out those two apps, really cool apps that kind of help you do those things. But number one, cash is king when the market restricts. You want to make sure that you have a reserve that is plentiful to get you through the winter. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, right? Winter is coming, and it's coming probably a lot sooner than most people will plan for. Number two, pay off bad debt. The last thing you want when a recession hits is overwhelming debt at a high interest rate. And there are many studies out there that say 80% of the working class American has more debt than they have in their savings account. And if you don't pay off your balance every month, interest charges are going to rack up. They will keep eating away at your income and you're not going to have the ability to get ahead. The average credit card rate ranges from 13 to 16%. That is crazy. So instead of you burning your money paying interest, you can do things like take out a debt consolidation loan at a lower interest rate, you know, 3 to 5% that allows you to go pay off that debt that may be getting charged at 13 to 16%. But at the end of the day, you just want to make sure that you have the ability to not have an overwhelming amount of debt looming over your head that really handcuffs you from making strategic investment decisions that will allow you to get ahead. I know two different platforms are Fiona and Credible, and those are essentially, you know, loan companies that do lower cost consolidation loans that allow you to go off and pay some of that higher interest earning or accruing debt. Number three, this is an amazing time right now to review your investment portfolio, whether it's your retirement portfolio with your 401k or an IRA, whether it is with your real estate investment portfolio, your stocks or your equities. Make sure that your investment portfolio is invested properly in thinking and knowing that we are in the extra innings. And instead of being aggressive during this time, it may be time to take some chips off the table and sit in cash, or it may be time to readjust and reallocate based on the risk you are willing to take, knowing what we know right now in the global market and economy, to position yourself in maybe a little bit more risk-averse portfolio or an opportunity that isn't as risky. I know for me right now in real estate, I am taking a lot of chips off the table. I am 1031 exchanging some properties. I am actually selling some properties and I'm going to pay some tax and I'm just going to sit in cash. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with doing those things right now. That is not playing scared. That is when you are ahead, right? When you are ahead and you are winning, that is walking away from the table and not letting the casino come out ahead by making dumb decisions and taking unnecessary risks. So review your investment portfolio right now. Great time to do that, being that we know the market is good. We don't know what it's going to be in the next 6, 12, 24 months, right? So repositioning yourself right now for when those changes happen, it's a great opportunity to do that. Number four is to add to or build your portfolio. When everyone is zigging, you want to zag. So when the market is going to shift, you're going to want to start buying things, right? When everybody is in distressed times, unfortunately and fortunately, that creates and presents many profitable opportunities in real estate, in stocks, in bonds, in business opportunities. So think about, by having cash on hand, by not having a bunch of debt hanging over you, by being in a very secure and stable position because you decided to be proactive instead of reactive in your investments, now you're going to be in a position to go on the offensive when the market does turn and everybody's running for the hills. You're going to be out there shooting fish in a barrel. There is an old saying, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of it, but it's truth. And it is, when there is blood in the streets, there is profit to be made. And if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. So I would much rather people who have integrity and ethics and are doing things the right way go out there, seek, find, and capitalize on those opportunities. And through many of those opportunities, you're going to be able to help a lot of people who are going through some tough times as well. Number five, make sure that you are now and when the recession hits, building every single day strategic alliances. Build relationships. Continue to network with the right people, whether that is capital partners, whether that is other employers, whether that is vendor partners that can help you or your business, business collaborations. Having those strategic alliances with the right people can be not only one, the thing that gets you through some challenging times or through a recession, but most importantly, that can help you level up together in those kinds of times. Number six, add value. Whether you are an employee, whether you are a business owner, adding value is one way to always ensure that you become indispensable, that you become someone that other individuals want to surround themselves with, want to have in their business, want to do business with. So making sure that you have this sense of urgency to always add value to individuals, you're going to develop a reputation of dependability, of integrity, of indispensability, right? If you think about it, if you're an employee, non-essential employees get laid off first. But when you make yourself and focus on making yourself indispensable and always adding value, that is when you protect yourself and create job security. Same thing with your business. When you are self-employed or you're running a big corporation, having the ability to add value is a way to secure your spot in the economy. Do not sleep on opportunities to acquire new skills, to add more responsibility to your plate, and to consistently show up in a way that is going to position you above the rest of the pack. Number seven is making sure that you have your RAS, your brain, your radar turned on to adding additional income streams. Whether that is a side hustle, whether that's doing something online, whether that's selling eBay, that's going around and, you know, consulting for people, whether that's just picking up another side job. This is the time to start insulating your income by adding more income streams to it. One quote that I heard the other day that I really loved was, "Working 8 hours a day is for survival. Everything over those 8 hours is for success and for freedom." So if you can go out there and identify additional income streams, you are not going to be as heavily impacted and much more insulated when one income stream maybe takes a dip or a little bit of a hit, and it allows you to see through the challenging times that are ahead. This is going to be an exciting time for all of us, you guys. I can't tell you how much I see people dreading and fearing this recession. And again, instead of being reactive to when it actually does happen, I am bringing these things to your attention so you can become proactive and start taking action on one or a few or all of these things, and to keep them in your mindset as you go through the next few months, whether it's closing out the year or whenever you're listening to this. And depending on whenever the, you know, whatever the economic landscape is as you hear this episode, this is something that you can always apply to consistently put yourself in a position to get ahead. So I hope this was valuable for you. If it was, be sure to spread the love and make an impact in someone's life by sharing this with them. This is how we continue to expand our reach and make an impact. Let's connect on social media. As always, I love connecting with you guys, hearing the things that you enjoy about the show and the takeaways that you are implementing in your own life. You can find me on Official Matty A and all my handles. If you haven't subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe and review. And if you want to know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups, and the education that we provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.